You will have success if you pay attention to certain fundamentals. Doug Steffen's Good Day program and the Good Day Way. It's sort of like the cowboy way of life. Remember we had those guys on, Richie, a long time ago? I was trying to remember what the name of the group was. There was the Singing Cowboys, a group that I had met when I was working in Cincinnati, and they're still around, do a lot of PBS specials. And one of their big things was the way cowboys live and how success comes from hard work and that sort of thing. I think success comes from decisions. You decide what you're going to do. I looked up decide in the dictionary last week because we were talking about, we had a few shots at George Bush. He was the decider. The decider means to, actually the literal, I think Latin literal translation is to end, to decide. Decidere means to stop, I believe. So anyway, I don't want you to stop. I want you to go. I want you to take control of your life. You make the decision. Make the decision to stop. Make the decision to go, to move, to get a little energy behind you. Because without your own involvement in things, most stuff that you want to have happen won't happen. You can't just will it to happen. You got to work on it, right? I think you can will it to happen. You can think it, but you also need a little starch, a little energy. So run your life. Don't let somebody else do it. I was in a circumstance last week where I was moving some cows. Always, whenever there's a point to be made, there's always a good demonstration from the farm of how life works. So we're loading these cows onto the truck, and I had to block the road to back the truck and the trailer into this field. So as a result, the fellow that owns the field, lives across the street, had people driving over his lawn to get around the problem of not being able to move. And his wife came home, and she was yelling and screaming at him, "What are you letting people drive over my lawn for?" Like it was her lawn. It's their lawn. It happened to have been his family's farm. But it just, you know, you listen to stuff like that, sometimes you wonder, my word, what is it that goes on here? This man had given up control to his wife. You could see it. Remember the old expression? I guess we know who wears the pants in this family. Well, it seems to me, if you're in charge of your life, and then you say in a nice way to your wife, who says that you can't drive, "Well, you know what, honey? I'm trying to help these people out." Do people call spouses honey anymore? Richie, what do you call Janet? You call her honey?
Sweetheart. She does. She calls me honey.
Calls you honey.
Yeah.
All right. So does she ask you permission to do things at the house, or do you work on things, you talk about stuff together? Like if you wanted to grow a garden in the front yard, to get back to another one of our themes today, would Janet say, "Oh, that's a good idea, Richie," or "It's not a good idea, Richie," or would she care?
If she were asking permission, we would just be talking about it. She wouldn't ask permission.
No, but what happens if you want to, would she say something to you? If you said, "I want to have a garden in the front yard."
She'd say, "Why do you want to do it in the front yard?
Why don't you do it in the backyard?"
Right.
And you could say, "Well, I want to have play areas for the children on the backyard."
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do it in the front yard.
I know you wouldn't. Okay, so that brings us around to, if you're following us on Facebook or at DougSteffen.com, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. A woman in Michigan in trouble for having a garden in her front yard. Do you think your tax dollars ought to be used to supervise what people do in their front yards? That's the Facebook question. Here are a couple of responses that I've gotten here and there. Let's see here. Talk about a functional and sustainable use of your property. What could be better? Let's see here. Here's one. Wow, I can't believe someone would have a problem with this. And by the way, this town is, this is somebody from Illinois, is appropriate and usable, very proper way of teaching people in the neighborhood. Because what this woman's doing is teaching youngsters how to grow things in the garden that she has out there. Anyway, somebody said, listen to this, Richie. Perhaps they can call in the Pinellas County jury from Florida up there to give Mrs. Bass, that's her name, a not guilty verdict, just like they did with Casey Anthony. There's a stretch and a half there. Anyway, I mean, it's food for thought. How do you want? This woman decided she wanted a garden. There were protests only from the town. The rest of the neighborhood said, "No, we support you." So she stuck it out. She went to court and I'm sure it's been decided yet, but our question more or less is about whether it's appropriate to be using the townspeople, those people who are authorities, quote-unquote, in the town, to be, you know, focused on stuff like this. And we get something better to do, especially if we have all these budgets. Why don't they let this guy go? Fire him. Why do we have to have that kind of stuff going on? That's where we this overreach of government comes in. Ay, ay, ay. Are you a woman who is over 35? You have fine lines and deep wrinkles? You want to look 10 years younger? Here is the story from beauty expert David Pollack, who has created products for some of the most prestigious companies in the world. And now, Mr. Pollack has come up with the biggest breakthrough of his entire career. It's a product called Fountain of Youth. Fountain of Youth, using clinically proven technology that increases skin hydration by 90%, reduces wrinkles by 63%. And this is such a good product. The fella is so sure, David Pollack, so sure about this product that he wants you to try it free. So you can now try this miracle anti-aging serum absolutely free by going to organicattitude.com. That's a website, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY and get this free, this fountain of youth with a way for you to increase the beauty of your skin in a way you have never felt before. Organicattitude.com. Enter radio code GOODDAY for a free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Later in the hour, Pete Kennedy, who is the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund here, talking about dairy and farm issues in general right now. What in the world is the matter? I need some help. Where's Pam Popper? I may need artificial, what do they call it when you're, CPR. How about that? What is it when you have to mouth-to-mouth somebody? What do they call that?
We can do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
That's it. Okay, that's what we call it.
Yeah.
All right, so Pam Popper is here from the Wellness Forum in Columbus. This is Breast Cancer Survivor Month. There are going to be a lot of radio programs, television programs, articles focused on women and breast cancer, how big a problem it is, how it's being handled, stories about survivors. What say you, Pam Popper, when it comes to this problem? Women, some men have it, but it's mostly a problem women have. Is there a way, once you get it, to attack it that is more successful than others? We oftentimes talk about conventional stuff here, but the Wellness Forum has different ideas.
Well, we have different ideas about a lot of things related to breast cancer, and I don't participate in these breast cancer awareness months and things of this nature because I think that they're so misguided. Many times driven by people who have the right idea. They definitely want to be helpful. They just have the wrong information. And so these things include, for example, that many women being treated for breast cancer today have something called ductal carcinoma in situ, which really isn't breast cancer, shouldn't be treated with radiation and tamoxifen and all the things that they do. These women are categorized as breast cancer survivors, and it makes the statistics look better, but they really aren't. We haven't changed the stats on death rates from metastasized breast cancer in 50 years.
When you say haven't changed the stats, I mean the results, the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, the outcomes aren't any different. Then we've got 18 states that require that women be told, legally require that women be told that mastectomy does not improve their survival odds. The doctors flagrantly disregard these laws and don't tell women. So women who are having mastectomies are having them unnecessarily. So I guess I don't think
all women, is that a generic statement? Is it generally considered by those who follow your ideas, that the mastectomy is not necessary at all?
And it's not by people who follow my ideas. These are laws that require that oncologists...
No, I want to know what you think. I want to know, because I respect what you...
It's useless. It does not...
So there's no, there's no circumstances in which a woman should have her breast removed.
Exactly.
Wow.
Mammography is useless. It does not reduce the risk of dying from breast cancer.
Because you already have it when you it shows up on mammography. Or,
well, not only that, that's how we're finding these little ductal carcinomas in situ, which we refer to as pseudo-cancer, and causing women who have conditions that don't require treatment to have treatment. So all of this to say, I hate to be the naysayer on this because it's a very unpopular view. How can you not support women being...
it's become big commerce. Susan G. Komen and all that stuff that's attached to it, this is a big money-making deal.
It's a big business. And, and that organization takes money from M&M's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, they're absolutely, they have no scruples when it comes to where they take their funding, including sources that are, that contribute to increasing breast cancer. So it's just a horrific thing. And like I said, it's an unpopular stance to take, but I've never been afraid of the unpopular because I think it's more important that people get the right information. I don't even remember what the original question you asked me was, but I had to put that in.
But it was about breast cancer awareness or Survivor Month, and you've answered the question, I think. You've said it's not necessary. All this stuff is baloney.
Well, what we should do is have Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we should teach women how to prevent breast cancer. And how you do that is you you maintain a lean frame, you eat a low-fat, plant-based diet, you stay away from high-fat, eat high-fiber, you exercise, you eat your way to health instead of, I think there's this mentality with this diagnostic testing that we do in this country that you can just eat, drink, and be merry, and then, you know, somehow we'll make sure we find whatever it is that goes wrong early, and you'll be getting the best of Western medicine, and you'll survive it. And that's a myth. That's not the way things are working out.
That's sort of an oxymoron, the best of Western medicine. Western medicine isn't that best or that good to begin with, as has been proven time after time after time. And there are those who say that in 100 years we'll be laughing, or not laughing, but we'll be looking at using chemotherapy to fight cancers like they used to, like we today look at putting blood suckers on people's skin to suck out the bad blood.
Right, exactly. It's just a barbaric form of treatment for which there's little efficacy. Although I have to say, and we could spend some time on this another time, but in Germany, they do much better. They use chemotherapy better. In our country, we just blast people with chemotherapy as an isolated treatment, and it's not very effective. In Germany, they tend to use in the German clinics these very complicated treatment strategies where chemotherapy may be part of the protocol. It's lower dose, it's administered differently, it's combined with other things, and they actually get some different results. So I always tell people we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's the application of some of these things here in this country that tend to make them not so effective. But a lot of the German treatments aren't offered here, and they're, you know, it's very hard to get new treatments approved in the United States.
Right. Well, the big business of medicine
gets
in the way of...
They get their way every time.
Yep, they can see that every day at the FDA, etc. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Check out their website, wellnessforum.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Great Beatle ballads, seems to me.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all.
Never saw them at all?
There was you.
At all, I believe.
Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
How could you not like that? I love it, in fact. Very cool stuff. Just to put you in a certain mood, the Good Day program on the air live till 10 o'clock Eastern every morning. You can stay with us until 10 if you'd like. You can download hours later in the day. Or if your station goes away, carry a couple, 3 hours of the program, and you want to have more, that's fine. Go to Doug Stephan, StePhan.com. You'll see a big banner in the middle of the page with the words, Listen Live Now. You can click on that. And you, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, will be in the business.
The business.
You'll be in business sooner rather than later. Be in business. Okay, so there is some interesting material about immigration floating around. As a matter of fact, I was looking at this company. I think it's Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Alabama, where the as of October 1st, a new law went into effect, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
And as a result of this law, Hispanic students have been vanishing from the public schools. The ruling that upheld the law cracking down on illegal immigration, folks who work in the education area there say that scores of immigrant families have just kept their children away from school last week because they thought that it would draw attention from authorities who are looking around for people who are there illegally. So several school districts that had large immigrant enrollments saw a sudden exodus, hundreds and hundreds of children of Hispanic parents, some of whom told officials they plan to leave the state because they now need to find a home that is not as aggressive, shall we say, at seeking out those who are here illegally. And as a matter of fact, one of the superintendents in one of the...
You're choked up on this one.
I am, right. Superintendent of Schools in Huntsville, Alabama, went on a Spanish language broadcast to try to calm down the families and encourage them to send their children back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at that, and you're like, here's the state trying to do what most people think is proper. I mean, nobody wants to hurt these people.
No.
But the other side of it is that they need to do things the right way. This is going to be a debate that will continue for most of our lives, I believe.
Absolutely, until we figure out something. Yep.
Well, what's the right thing to figure out, though? What is the right way to handle or treat?
Let everybody be illegal, or let everybody be legal, but do a flat tax so everybody's paying their fair share.
You think everybody who's illegal ought to be able to stay and not do anything?
I think it's unrealistic to ship everybody back. I think that
But how about having them go through the process?
Absolutely. Like, they should become citizens. Yeah.
Yeah. Go through the process, become a citizen. You get a green card? You get a green card when you come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through the process.
But to think you're going to ship people back, it's not going to happen. So you might as well take them through the process and then charge them taxes.
Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund up next year on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the United States Postal Service has posted multi-million dollar losses since 2007. Snail mail is becoming technologically irrelevant just as the telegraph surpassed the Pony Express. Mail has decreased 47% since 2001 with serious budget shortfalls. The USPS could be nearing extinction. In other news, Kodak is also close to facing bankruptcy problems and has brought in outside help to restructure the company. The 131-year-old staple in consumer electronics saw its shares drop 54% on Friday. With point-and-shoot cameras being replaced by mobile phones, Kodak will have to reinvent its product lines. And finally, market research firm iSupply found that Amazon's Kindle Fire costs the company about $210 to manufacture. While this loses Amazon $10 per device, the lose money to make money model is definitely going to net them future profits. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Thinking and winning and doing and loving. What other words can we add as a gerundive to that, Roberta? Saving.
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 Jennifer, come up with a word.
Laughing. Spending.
Laughing. Spending. Okay, calm down.
Fixing our hair.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
That's
packing.
Right.
Yes, Jennifer's going on a little trip
drinking
today.
Drinking my cappuccino from 7-Eleven.
All right, let's get serious. You know, one of my favorite targets is the relationship that we have, because I am a dairy farmer, and in addition to being a broadcaster, I have this love of the farm, and it troubles me greatly. Every time I see one of these stories, the cantaloupe story and listeria from last week, and the hysteria that gets associated with listeria and other things, mostly listeria is connected to raw milk and sometimes pasteurized milk. And so this guy with the cantaloupe farm there in, is it Kansas? Nebraska? I think it's Nebraska or Colorado, wherever he is. He's grown cantaloupes for years. And even though he gets cantaloupes from other places, basically it's his supply that he's selling. And he's run into a buzzsaw. He's had to lay everybody off, basically shut his farm down. And even though the FDA has gone in to do examine what the problem is, they can't find the problem, and neither can this guy. All I've read about this fellow and his farm is he's a pretty good farmer, in fact. He's been raising cantaloupes on this land for decades. So the reason I bring it up now is because Pete Kennedy, who is president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, an attorney from Sarasota, works on a lot of different issues with the Weston Price folks. He's the vice president of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. And he has been on this program before with our focus on raw milk. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStephan.com is a focus on raw milk, and we asked the question on Facebook about raw milk. And so, Pete, let's get to some of the things that are going on here. The movie Farmageddon that was produced by a lady who buys raw milk from me, in fact, Kristen Candy. How is that doing? And just a minute or two on what the theme is. I know you've been involved in that a bit since it came out.
It's doing very well, Doug. It's been shown in theaters all around the country now since June. It's just trying to wake people up to what's going on with these farm raids. I think most people have believe they have the freedom of choice to consume the foods that they want. And Farmageddon is trying to get the message out to people that that isn't necessarily so.
Well, are there examples? One of the things, if you want to go to the website of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, we have a connection to it at DougStephan.com. There are always every week our stories and calls to action. There's a bill, H.R. 1830, that deals with some of the things that are in Farmageddon, does it not?
It does. One of the big issues with raw milk is that there is an interstate ban on raw milk for human consumption. There's really no other food that has a similar type ban, and this H.R. 1830 is an attempt to effectively reverse the ban. It's a bill that was introduced by Ron Paul. It was also introduced last session of Congress. Really wasn't that much in this, interest in it at that time. This time around seems to be different. A Democrat, Shelley Pingree of Maine, has signed on as a co-sponsor. And just thanks in part to Farmageddon, their focus on FDA's participation in some of these raids, there is more interest in the bill this time around.
All right. There's a bit of scary legal news in Wisconsin where a judge has declared that citizens do not have the right to produce or the right to eat the foods of their choice. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I sure am. Our organization is representing the plaintiffs who've filed a suit against the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Just a simple situation. A group of people wholly owned a herd of about 15 to 20 cows. None of them had the land or skill to board those cows at any of their homes, so they hired an experienced dairy farm, Sinecker Farms, to board the cows just to make sure they were doing something legal. They the Sinekers and this group filed a lawsuit to get a court ruling that they did have the right to do this. The judge denied the ruling and basically said there was no right to acquire, possess, and use your own property. You know, it was surprising he just was so blunt about it, but we wanted a little more specifics on the ruling. So we filed a motion to clarify his decision, get a little more information on why he rejected this right. And several weeks ago, he issued this decision, which basically affirmed his earlier ruling and just said the following. He said, the plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to own and use a dairy cow or a dairy herd. He said the plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their own cow, and they do not have a fundamental right to board the cow at the farm of a farmer. And repeating what FDA has said, they do not have a fundamental right to produce and consume the foods of their choice. So really, he even outdid FDA as far as their beliefs on what your freedom of food choice are.
Okay. So you remember the book 1984 and the police state that was a result of the book 1984, basically just shut up and do what you're told. And if you listen to us, we'll tell you what you want, what we want you to do, how you are to do it, when you are to do it, how much you're to pay for it. It's the government, the government, the government, the government. Can you imagine a judge? Let me underscore this again. Jennifer, Richie, Roberta, the judge says the Constitution does not allow you or guarantee you, it doesn't say it doesn't allow, doesn't guarantee you to doesn't guarantee the right for you to own and use a dairy cow or a dairy herd. You do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from a cow you own. You do not have a fundamental right to board a cow at a farm of your choosing. You do not have a right to consume or produce food that you want. You do not have the right, so they say.
And you know, Doug, this, I mean, this ruling also includes the farmers, the Zinnikers. They were a part of this ruling. And
right.
It's like he's saying a farmer doesn't even have the right to board a cow at their own farm and drink the milk from that cow.
Right. So this all can be traced back to our favorite nemesis, the big ag firms, ConAgra, ADM, the big milk cooperative. I don't even know if it isn't just Dean Foods and Suiza, but they are the ones who make the influences because of their political, you see, this is the hard thing for people to grasp. One hand doesn't know or pay attention to what the other hand is doing. On one hand, here is Mrs. Obama and the garden in the White House. And on the other hand, this administration has done more to enhance Big Ag, go to bed with Big Ag, and screw the local farmer, the family farmer. Then, I mean, you thought George Bush was bad. These guys are even worse.
And this is really, this case is about the right to grow your own food. I mean, that right not only includes the right to grow your food on your own property, but a lot of people don't have the land skills or right. knowledge to do that. So they should still have the right to hire someone to use to take their property and use it to grow food for the owner.
There's another. I have there's an example of a farm not far from here where people come in because the farmer doesn't have a lot of labor. So he hires their CSAs, their Community Supported Agriculture. They can pay X number of dollars a year, and they get a plot. And they can grow whatever they want on that plot. If you read what this judge is saying, he's telling you don't have the right to do that.
Right, whether it's someone else growing your seeds on their land or taking your livestock and producing food for those animals. He's saying the state can micromanage that
and
reject that.
They can tell you what kind of seeds to get because Monsanto wants to control all the seeds. They can tell you where to get the seeds, what kind of seeds to plant, what you're not allowed to plant. They can do all of that stuff if they keep pushing the way they're pushing.
And raw milk is just such a key food in the struggle you have. I mean, you basically have two food systems, the industrial food system and this local food system, and the right to grow the foods of your choice. It's just a threat to the industrial food system on so many levels. It's the food that pulls people into the grocery store. It's a perishable item. Once they're there, they'll buy other products. Same principle holds on the farm. Once they, it's what gets the consumer on the farm in the first place. Once they're there, they might buy meat, eggs, poultry, produce, but it's raw milk that gets them there in the first place. It's a threat, I think, to the pharmaceutical industry. You have a lot of these confined animal dairies, which use a heavy bunch of antibiotics, most antibiotics in the country.
Yep. And the milk is crap.
Are consumed for animal use.
Yep.
And if you get this small farm system with raw milk as the lead food, it's definitely a threat to their bottom line.
Pete Kennedy is a lawyer with the Farmer to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. In a moment, the story of a Missouri rabbit farmer who ran into a buzzsaw. That story and some other items of interest as we continue to focus on your food freedom here on Good Day at 15 before the hour.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. Geico makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Shern, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across five U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day
Constant
program.
Contact plans are as low as $15 a month now come with a money-back guarantee.
Shh. Okay.
I'm listening.
Shh. Okay. All right, let's continue for a few more moments with Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. By the way, you can invite me to do you a... by doing a radio program. This is one of the great things about the world that we live in. This is the era of communication, and so people can do radio programs. Pete does one that focuses on food freedom in our country. It's on every Saturday evening. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org, and find out more about it, participate in it. I said to you, I'll be happy to do the program as a guest or a host or anything. I'll stir the pot if you want, and you...
Appreciate that.
You may not want me to stir the pot as much as I might stir the pot. Anyway, here's the story of this Missouri rabbit farmer who's threatened with a $4 million fine by the USDA for doing what?
Well, Doug, he, at one time he sold rabbits to like pet stores, just sold them to individuals who wanted to have a pet. And little did he know was he was supposed to register with USDA's Animal Plant Health and Inspection Service. There's this law out there called the Animal Welfare Act, and if you sell, I think, over $500 worth of rabbits here, you have to register with them. He did not. One day in his mailbox, he gets this letter from the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, known as APHIS, saying that he has violated the Animal Welfare Act. He could be fined up to $3.9 million. But the good news was that if he paid with a credit card at pay.gov, they were only going to fine him $90,000.
Hi, your government at work. We got a big problem, though. If you're wealthy, you want to pay more taxes, take care of these guys that are helping save our country. Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Thanks for visiting with us here on Good Day.
Fuego, baby.
delish.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
To be consistent with the way you treat most ballads, you'd have the shotgun out by now. But now it's appropriate here because this is a song about a rat named Ben that Michael Jackson said he had.
Jackson, Mr. Jackson.
Why do you feel?
How old are you?
It is your job.
My dentures are falling out.
I'm all my teeth, thank you.
I know.
Some
you
of them are held in
too.
By various means, but. Oh, my teeth. Anyway, so this is Michael Jackson from the movie Ben. The movie was number one, and the song was number one during this week in 1972. All right, so I think we've had enough of that. I wonder if Michael Jackson ever did a song about Conrad. There's not a Conrad Murray song around anywhere?
Too soon, too soon.
Death, you've brought me death, I know.
Oh, good.
Death.
I asked for way too much propofol.
I think the two of you should get married.
No, of course we should. Yes, right, exactly. All right. Okay, Chucker.
Wouldn't last long.
Yeah. For which of us? I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was saying about a month ago, I watched Ben on YouTube.
Why?
Oh.
I don't know. I was reflecting on some of the films I seen with my parents in the 70s, and that was one of them. My mother and father took me to see Willard, which was the first rat movie. Yeah. And then I watched Ben a few years later, which has shaped me as an adult. So.
Yeah. It has. I'm not surprised. Chuck Curry and the Weekend Box Office Rankings on Movie Moments. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get to our contest first, though. Pretty good movie. We were talking about this movie, I think, in the last couple of weeks in one way or another. So let's see if you can identify the movie from the voice track. We'll give you three audio clips, and from that, your job is to figure out what the movie is for the prize at 800-510-8255. You're eligible as long as you've never won before on Movie Moments. That would be the time, Rich, to hit the
button. I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody
got it? You know the voice, absolutely. Okay, next clip, Richie.
You accused me once. I put up with it. You accused me twice. I quit.
All right, that's another well-known voice. You get that voice? Everybody knows who that is?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, let's see if we can find a voice we recognize, Richie, in this cut.
Who thinks that they can do what you do better than you?
The only one who can do what I do is me. A lot of people had to die for me to be me.
All right. Number one, 5 years ago this week. If I give you too much of a hint, anybody, Richie, have you got it?
I do not.
All right. You got it, Chucker?
I'm pretty sure I got it.
All right. Roberta, you got it?
Mm.
Oh, no, forget it. Jennifer hasn't got it. Although, no. Jennifer, when she used, there were a lot of stars. This had a big payroll because there were a lot of big stars in this movie. It was about something that happened in Boston.
Does that help?
Yeah, and the director won the Oscar. The director won the Oscar for that film.
Yep. Best film, best director for the year.
We were just talking about this.
We were, as a matter of fact. Yep,
And it has a shocking death scene in it.
It does, right. And the first voice gets it. No, this is the other, one of the other stars, a Bostonian, gets it. Not one Bostonian shoots the other Bostonian, right? The last film, the last frames are one of the Bostonian, one Bostonian actor who was a singer before he became an actor.
I don't have to see the movie anymore.
Knocks off. One of our favorite stars. All right. Chucker, what happened at the box office this weekend?
Okay, quickly, Doug. Very good word of mouth. Dolphin Tale placed number one, $14.2 million in business. Just a 26% drop-off week to week. The film's done $37.7 million in 10 days. This movie, I think, deserves to be a hit. It's a very solid family film that's very well told and involving. Morgan Freeman, who co-stars Doug, elevates this movie to a very high level. He's just terrific in anything he appears in. The baseball-themed film Moneyball placed second. Just a 36% drop-off week to week, $38 million in 2 weeks, $12 million over the weekend. Brad Pitt, and that movie I think is very good. Yeah. Lion King 3D continues to do very well in re-release, $79 million in 3 weeks, $11 million over the weekend. The cancer comedy 50-50 plays fourth, an okay $8.8 million opening. And Courageous, a film geared to Christian audiences, marketed mainly through churches, did about $9 million in business in weekend.
Really?
Number one.
How do you get a how do you get a movie about cancer to be a comedy? I'd be interested to figure out how that works. Here's John in Santa Maria, California. What's the name of that movie, John?
The Departed.
The Departed is the answer. Yay. Yes, it was Jack Nicholson, Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's see, Marky Mark. The Sheens were in it. Martin Sheen.
Who is